everybody. We are here at ACUC with Bill Hampel. How are you, sir?
Just great.
Good.
Great.
Okay, something kind of big happened a few days ago, or maybe a couple of days ago, as they nicknamed it Brexit.
Yeah.
What's going on here, Bill?
It's all by surprise. It's basically the British voting to get out of the European Union. And until the day, until the evening of the election, everyone thought it was going to fail,
right.
That it was just a chance for everyone to vent about how upset they were about immigration and stagnation in the British economy, mm-hmm. and then things would get back to normal.
Right.
Except it kind of blew up on them, and it actually passed by, 52-48 by a significant margin.
Yeah.
So it was a big surprise.
It took a wrong turn, and I don't say a wrong turn. It depends on what side you're on, but it took a turn. Nonetheless, that we weren't expecting.
And actually, the people who were for leaving, the leaders who were leading the leaving campaign,
that's
a D and a V in there,
gotcha.
Actually were surprised. They thought they were going to lose. It was
really?
It turned at the last, in the evening after the polls closed, they were getting prepared to say, well, we made a valiant effort,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
but instead it turned into a victory speech.
Surprise.
And it's sort of... be careful what you wish for, because you may get it.
Yeah.
What's turned out since then is enormous uncertainty in financial markets and a lot of concern about us what's going to do to the world's economy.
Yeah.
We've been thinking about this a bit. We think in the short run there is a great deal of uncertainty and the financial markets
right.
are going to be messed up.
Right.
For credit unions, interest rates are going to stay lower for longer.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take longer before the Fed raises the Fed funds rate,
mm-hmm.
and longer-term interest rates are going to stay low.
Mm-hmm.
And quite frankly, a lot of credit unions were hoping for something of a gradual rise in interest rates. This postpones that.
Oh, my goodness.
And the reason is this creates uncertainty all over the world about what's going on.
Right.
And when people are uncertain, they want a safe place to put their money, which is in U.S. securities, U.S.
Okay.
Treasury securities.
Okay.
And so that's why the 10-year treasury, as we're speaking now, is below 1.5%. That's nuts.
What?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And that means mortgage rates are going to stay low. We could even have a little bit of another mortgage refi boom in the next couple of months,
mm-hmm.
if this lasts more than just
mm-hmm.
a week or so. So that we know is going to happen, that uncertainty.
Mm-hmm.
The bigger question is, does this derail the economic recovery in the U.S.? And we don't think so.
Okay.
First of all, the Great Britain amounts to 3% of our international trade.
Okay.
They're our seventh biggest trading partners, and so we trade with a lot more with a lot of other people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So even if the British economy hurts, that doesn't affect us too much.
Right.
Where it could affect us a bit is that the European Union, not counting Britain, is a big chunk of our trade. Is about 15% of our trade,
If
what's happened in Britain spreads to the European Union and messes up their economy,
mm-hmm.
it could have an effect, but it'd still be fairly muted.
Okay.
We don't think it'd be that much of an effect, though. So for credit unions and our members in the long term, in the short term, they're going to want to save a little bit more because they're nervous, but
mm-hmm.
after that, we don't think it changes too much.
Do you think this is going to spread throughout year? Are others going to drop out of the union, or what's... I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's a crystal ball type question, but...
It is. I know that because of this, several other movements or groups within other countries like France and Holland and Italy and Denmark are going to be tempted to try this.
Yeah.
Certainly. And Scotland may try to get out of the United Kingdom.
I heard that.
Yeah. So,
and then join the Union.
Yes, and join the European Union.
Right.
So then instead of having Great Britain, you'd have Little England, instead. these things, these are big deals. These are seismic changes
mm-hmm.
in geopolitical things.
Yeah.
So it certainly will encourage those in places like other places in Europe to try to get out.
Mm-hmm.
Except, on the other hand, this is crystal balling.
Right.
The trouble that this is creating for the UK, for England, and indeed if that lasts, and if the pound stays really low for much longer,
mm-hmm.
it would make it that much less attractive for another country to try to go down the road.
I
mean, if this passed, if, first of all, I think the moment this passed, people in the rest of Europe who wanted to break up the European Union were vitalized. Yes,
mm-hmm.
We're going to be able to copy this.
Mm-hmm.
They've paved the way, but after the first few hours, when things in the UK started to go south as a result of this, I actually think that it strengthens the rest of the European Union, because it makes it more difficult
yep.
for let's say, the middle, the normal people, the non-lunatic fringe in the rest of the European countries to say, whoa, we don't want that to happen to us.
Yeah, they're going to stay tight.
We better stay where we are. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
yeah. So it sounds like, though, from a rate perspective, it's good for the consumer, maybe not so good for the financial institution because they wanted those rates to go up a little bit.
Well, it's good for half of the consumers. The borrowing consumer, it's a good deal.
Right.
Because it keeps your rates low.
Right.
If you're the other half of credit union members who are the saving members, you have to go even longer without earning anything on your shares and deposits. So, you know, and credit unions, we're serving both sides.
Mm-hmm.
We have members, some of whom are net borrowers and some of whom are net savers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's bad for it's essentially for the older half of the membership distribution who tend to save more.
Yep.
It's putting off even longer before they can start earning money on their deposits again. For borrowers, it's a great deal. And, you know, for borrowing members, if you haven't refinanced your mortgage yet, if you either didn't have enough equity yet and it's recovered or you've been too busy or something, for the next month or two, it might be the last great chance to get a fantastic deal on a mortgage refinance.
You heard it here. Mm-hmm. All right. Bill, always an adventure in this thing we call the economy, the global economy. I mean, your job must be exciting every day. So
it's never boring.
Well, well done. Keep up the good work. And thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.